One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Some stories are steeped in history, others are cloaked in mystery. But what happens when the two collide in a Gothic castle right in the heart of Chicago? Built in 1892, the towering stone fortress at 632 N Dearborn Street has lived many lives, from a hub of historical preservation to the pulsating rhythm of nightlife. Yet it's the whispers of the past that seem to linger most. Tales of ghostly figures on the staircase, objects moving without reason, and icy cold spots in empty rooms have turned this building into a magnet for the curious and the courageous. Is the Excalibur Club truly a hotbed of paranormal activity, or is its eerie reputation more of a psychological trick of architecture and tragic history? On today's episode, we'll explore the dark corners of this legendary site, separating the documented history from the spine-tingling tales of the unexplained. From the Great Chicago Fire to reports of a spectral lady in white, the Excalibur story is anything but ordinary. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. In the heart of Chicago, at the corner of North Dearborn and Ontario Streets, stands an imposing granite structure, often mistaken for a medieval fortress plucked straight from Europe. This is the building at 632 North Dearborn Street, designed in 1892 by the renowned architect Henry Ives Cobb. Originally commissioned to house the Chicago Historical Society, the building's Romanesque Revival style, with its towering turrets, arched windows, and heavy stone facade, was meant to convey permanence and resilience. Little did anyone know that the structure's legacy would extend far beyond its architectural significance. Building's history is deeply intertwined with Chicago's tumultuous past. Following the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, the city embarked on a mission to rebuild and preserve its history. The original Chicago Historical Society building had been one of many casualties of the inferno. Ironically, many Chicagoans had sought refuge there, believing it to be fireproof, only to succumb to the flames. This tragedy not only marked the society's need for a new headquarters, but, according to some, left a spectral imprint on the land itself. When the new building opened its doors, it was hailed as a monument to Chicago's resilience. For decades, it served as a repository for the city's rich historical artifacts and records. However, by 1931, the Chicago Historical Society had outgrown the space and relocated to a larger facility, leaving the grand stone edifice to be repurposed by various tenants over the years. These included the Works Progress Administration during the Great Depression, and later, the Loyal Order of the Moose, a fraternal organization. The building's transition into nightlife began in the 1980s when it was transformed into the Limelight Nightclub. By 1989, it became known as the Excalibur Club, one of Chicago's most iconic entertainment venues. However, amidst the pulsating music and laughter, whispers of the supernatural began to emerge. One of the most persistent legends tied to the Excalibur Club is its supposed role as a temporary morgue for victims of the 1915 Eastland disaster. On that fateful day, the SS Eastland, a passenger steamer, capsized in the Chicago River, claiming over 800 lives. While it is true that temporary morgues were established, including at the Reed Murdoch Building and the 2nd Regiment Armory, there is no evidence to support claims that 632 N. Dearborn was used for this purpose. Despite this, the association with such a horrific event only added to the building's mystique. As the Excalibur Club's reputation grew, so did tales of eerie encounters. Patrons and staff began reporting strange phenomena. Cold spots that seemed to move with purpose, disembodied voices echoing through empty halls, and shadows darting just out of view. Among the most chilling accounts is the apparition of a woman in a white dress. Described as translucent and almost ethereal, she is often seen descending the main staircase, disappearing before reaching the bottom. Some who've been near the staircase have felt an inexplicable push, as though an unseen force was trying to unbalance them. The architecture itself may contribute to these experiences. Gothic-style buildings with their towering ceilings and intricate stonework often evoke a sense of awe and unease. For some, these elements can amplify feelings of being watched or of an unseen presence. Psychologists suggest that the brain, when primed by a setting steeped in history and tragedy, is more likely to interpret ordinary occurrences as supernatural. Beyond psychology, environmental factors could play a role. The building's age and materials might contribute to creaking floors, drafts, or the amplification of sounds, all of which could be misinterpreted as paranormal activity. Furthermore, the heavy stone construction is sometimes associated with the stone tape theory, which posits that certain materials can record and replay emotional energy from the past. Despite the rational explanations, the building remains a beacon for those drawn to the paranormal. Its layers of history, coupled with the uncanny experiences of those who've passed through its doors, continue to spark curiosity and debate. While the building's historical foundation sets the stage for intrigue, it is the ongoing reports of supernatural phenomena that truly cement its reputation as one of Chicago's most haunted locations. Over the years, a series of unexplained events has captivated both believers and skeptics, creating a rich tapestry of paranormal lore surrounding the Excalibur Club. One of the most infamous accounts involves the Dome Room, a space known for its eerie ambiance and peculiar happenings. Staff members have reported witnessing glasses flying off tables without any apparent cause. On more than one occasion, candles have been observed lighting themselves, flickering to life as if manipulated by unseen hands. These phenomena have been consistent enough to spark debates among employees, some attributing the events to residual energy from the building's long history, while others simply chalk it up to theatrical storytelling. Among the more personal encounters are tales of interactions with the so-called Lady in White. Described as a faint, ghostly figure, she has been seen not only on the staircase, but also gliding through the main hall during quieter hours. Patrons and staff alike have reported inexplicable feelings of sadness or longing when in her presence. One bartender recalled a night when he felt a sudden chill as he walked past the staircase. Turning around, he glimpsed what he described as the silhouette of a woman fading into the shadows. Though he later tried to rationalize it, the memory remains vivid and unsettling. Recurring cold spots are another phenomenon that defies easy explanation. Visitors frequently describe patches of icy air that seem to appear and disappear without warning. These cold spots are often accompanied by a heavy feeling of being watched. Paranormal investigators have theorized that such occurrences could signify the presence of spirits attempting to manifest, drawing energy from their surroundings to make themselves known. Disembodied voices add to the building's spectral reputation. Security guards conducting late-night rounds have reported hearing whispers, laughter, and even faint cries all emanating from empty rooms. Audio recordings from paranormal investigations have captured faint EVP, electronic voice phenomena, sessions, with one chilling voice captured in the dome room saying, "Help me." Such findings have fueled speculation about the building's past and its possible connection to tragedies that may not have been officially documented. The idea of residual hauntings plays a central role in many of these theories. Residual hauntings, unlike intelligent hauntings, are thought to be imprints of past events replaying in a loop. These events might not involve conscious spirits, but rather an echo of emotional energy absorbed by the environment. The lady in white descending the staircase, for instance, could be an example of such a phenomenon, her appearance repeating like a record stuck on replay. Despite the prevalence of residual hauntings, some believe the activity at 632N Dearborn goes beyond mere echoes of the past. Poltergeist-like occurrences, such as objects being moved or broken, suggest the possibility of an intelligent presence. Paranormal investigators have speculated that strong emotional ties to the building, possibly stemming from its days as a historical archive or social club, may have tethered certain spirits to the location. In the 2000s, the building's reputation attracted the attention of popular paranormal TV shows, including Ghost Adventures. During their investigation, the crew reported multiple instances of strange electromagnetic fluctuations and unexplained noises. At one point, a team member claimed to feel a shove near the infamous staircase, a moment eerily similar to accounts shared by countless others. Though critics often question the methods and conclusions of such shows, the attention further solidified the Excalibur Club as a hotspot for paranormal enthusiasts. Today, 632N Dearborn operates under a new identity as TAO Chicago, a high-end restaurant and nightclub. Yet the stories of its haunted past persist. Employees and guests occasionally report strange occurrences, though such accounts are now rarer, perhaps subdued by the modern renovations and different energy of its current incarnation. Still, for those who know the building's history, every creak, shadow, or flicker of light holds the potential for a supernatural encounter. The enduring allure of 632CN. Dearborn lies in its layered history in the countless stories of those who claim to have experienced the unexplained. Whether the phenomena are the result of environmental factors, psychological suggestion, or genuine hauntings, one thing remains clear: this Gothic relic continues to captivate and mystify all who cross its threshold. History and mystery, sometimes they're intertwined so tightly, it's hard to tell where one ends and the other begins. The building at 632N Dearborn is a perfect example of this conundrum, its Gothic grandeur, its connections to Chicago's tragedies, and the countless tales of the unexplained create a setting ripe for speculation. Is it truly haunted by the spirits of its past occupants, or are the creaking floors, cold drafts, and flickering lights merely the side effects of an old building's charm? Skeptics point to psychological phenomena, confirmation bias, suggestion, and good old-fashioned storytelling as the root of these ghostly encounters. But for the believers, the reports of the lady in white, the strange movements of objects, and the whispers in empty rooms are hard to dismiss as mere imagination. Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, there's no denying the power of this building to inspire curiosity and a sense of wonder. And let's not forget, some mysteries are best left unexplained, right? I mean, where's the fun in knowing everything? If nothing else, the Excalibur Club reminds us that the past is never truly gone. Sometimes it just lingers a little longer than expected. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that?
Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious.
New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.